In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The desires of the flesh are against the desires of the Spirit. And the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Pornography, gossip, overeating, laziness, excessive busyness, short temper, trolling on the internet, political fighting or party pride, drunkenness, romance novels, masturbation, yelling at your kids, jealousy, always striving after more and more possessions, talking back to your parents, and the like. This list is obviously not exhaustive, neither was Paul's, but the works of the flesh are abundantly clear. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You have sins. You have broken, twisted desires of the flesh. Maybe nothing in my list nor in St. Paul's triggers any guilt or repentance in you. Those aren't comprehensive lists. You know what you do that is opposed to the Spirit. Wherever you are loveless, joyless, without peace, impatient, unkind, not good, unfaithful, harsh, undisciplined, you are giving in to the flesh, which is against the Spirit. Wherever you act against your conscience, you're giving in to the flesh, which is opposed to the Holy Spirit. When you are quick to do what you do because it feels good or it seems right in the moment, you are giving in to the flesh, which is against the Holy Spirit. Repent. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Your sinful flesh is not your friend. That's why this epistle was chosen to accompany the story of the healing of the 10 lepers and the saving of the one Samaritan leper. There is hardly any better illustration of the power of sin and the corruption of your natural flesh than the nearly incurable decay of the flesh, which is leprosy. The cure for leprosy is not in the leper. The cure for the desires and the works of your flesh is not in your flesh. Your sinful flesh only desires sin. The law cannot save you. That's where St. Paul has been for the first four chapters of his letter to the Galatian churches. The law exposes your desires as sinful. It peels back the leper's garb to show how bad the condition is. It peels back layer and layer of the disease until you see that the seat of your sin is at your very core, your heart. And still, the law cannot make sinful flesh stop sinning. The problem is too deep. Here's the physician's diagnosis. Out of the heart come evil thoughts. Murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. That's the core of your nature as a son of Adam or a daughter of Eve. The solution is not and has never been in your flesh, but in the one who took your flesh, the second Adam, the new man, Jesus, the great physician. The leprosy of sin is incurable. Lepers do not will themselves to be clean. These 10 men were cut off from the worshiping community of God's people. Their leprosy made them unclean, outsiders, exiled from the temple, seemingly severed from mercy. Except Jesus. Their prayer, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, is your Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And he does. He has taken flesh for this purpose, to be the incarnate answer to their prayers for mercy. That only one leper returns just shows how many people receive their daily bread and refuse to acknowledge the one who gives daily bread. The Samaritan leper doesn't disobey Jesus. He goes to show himself not to the collection of the priests in the temple, but to the great high priest who alone is able to intercede for him before the throne of mercy. He goes not to the earthly temple built with human hands, but to its fulfillment, the dwelling of God with man, the Emmanuel, God with us. By faith, by the work of the Holy Spirit, the Samaritan goes all the way, sees through the signs that pointed forward to the Messiah, who would save his people from their sins, to the one those signs foretold. He goes to Jesus, our great high priest. So may you rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you. The greatest fruit of the Spirit is his gift of faith. That's why the Samaritan returns. That's why you've returned this week. That's why you're here. Jesus doesn't send this healed former leper away. Rise and go is the same in Greek as rise and come along. Where are they going? To the cross. It's there that the prayer of these 10 lepers finds its perfect answer. It's on the cross that the cry of your Kyrie has its solution. Because of your inability to save your flesh, Jesus took your flesh in order to bear your sin. All the corruption of your flesh in his body on the cross. All the works of the flesh, every single one of them, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these, Jesus took. All of them. The weakness of your flesh, the evil desires of your flesh, the wicked works of your flesh, Jesus bore. For these he died. This, he, is the answer to your prayer for mercy. So you pray it in today's collect. Keep your church with your perpetual mercy. And because of our frailty, we cannot but fall. Keep us from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable for our salvation. Jesus is the answer to your prayer. His perpetual, never-ending, runs dry mercy is the solution to your sinful flesh. So you are here, by the Spirit's summoning, to receive mercy anew. Do you struggle against the broken desires of your flesh? Good. Do you grapple with the works your flesh loves to dabble in? Good. Here today, from the Lord's altar, is the answer. The solution today is the Spirit, not the law. The law was never intended to make you good. Its sole function is to make you need Jesus, to leave you with no other hope but the one who is God in human flesh for you. So the Spirit has called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctified and kept you in the true faith. And not just you. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. And in this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives your sins and the sins of all believers. Here, he answers your prayer for mercy. The fruit of the Spirit is simply that, his fruit, not yours. He bears fruit in you. Love, joy, peace, patience, none of those, that fruit of the Spirit list is not your to-do list. The Spirit bears forth in you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All the things your flesh is not, the Spirit is and does for you. He bears these fruits in you by means, by instruments. By baptism, the Spirit has drowned your old sinful flesh with all of its desires and works, and in its place raised a new you, new flesh, flesh that lives by the Spirit. In absolution, the Spirit restores to you the joy of your salvation, forgives you fully and completely, replaces your works with His fruit. In the preaching of the Word, the Spirit does what Solomon promised. Be attentive to these words. Incline your ear to the Word of God. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. By the Holy Supper, the Holy Spirit delivers to you mercy, delivers you from the snare of your sinful flesh, and fills you from the outside in with the salvation Jesus obtained on the cross. Walk by the Spirit. That is, receive the Word and sacraments He uses to deliver faith and to bring forth the fruits, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. By His gift of faith, you belong to Jesus. By baptism, you have crucified the flesh with its desires. By absolution, you have put to death your sinful flesh and its passions. By His Holy Supper, you belong to Jesus, and you crucify the flesh with its passions and evil desires. The solution to your sin, to your struggling against your sinful flesh, to the desires of your sinful flesh, to all the corruption of works of your sinful flesh, is outside you, not inside you. It's here. Rise and go your way to the altar. Your faith has saved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.